From KALW, this is Sights and Sounds Picks, your weekly guide to the Bay Area art scene through the eyes and ears of local artists. I'm Janae Darton. My guest this week is my KALW colleague, the one, the only, Hana Baba. Hey, Hana.
Hi, Janae. It's so exciting to be here.
I'm so excited for you because Hana is the producer and host of this beautiful podcast, Folk Tales from Sudan. And with that beautiful voice of hers, Hana shares stories from Sudanese folklore. Again, it's a great podcast, especially for kids and us big kids. And you can listen to it right now wherever you get your podcast. But right now, we're going to hear Hana's art suggestions for things to see, hear, and do around the Bay and at home. First up is the Made Up Theater in Fremont. Now, this theater has improv comedy shows every weekend. The cast interacts with the audience because the audience can suggest what is going to happen next in the story. And if you've ever wanted to learn improv, the Made Up Theater has classes. Also, if you can't make it to any of their shows in person, you can watch it online. Hana, I'm not going to lie, I would do something like this.
I love it. See, I'm a lover of Whose Line Is It Anyways? The TV show.
Yes, me too.
Just love improv. I could never do it. This is not my thing, but they make you really comfortable and you are a part of the show. They are asking for suggestions the whole time. And if you have kids, you can do it on Sundays.
Oh, nice.
They have this family-friendly version that they do on Sundays. So love it, love it.
So you've never done the improv, but you've gone and been in the audience to participate.
Yeah, and it makes you feel like you're an improv artist.
I'm not going to lie, Hana, I would do both. I'm a ham, though, but I would be in the audience. I would be on stage getting direction from you to do silly stuff, so, but only from Hana. That's the Made Up Theater in Fremont. Your next pick, Hana, is Scents by the Bay in Berkeley. This handcraft store makes items such as jewelry, soap, perfume, essential oils, and so much more. Their materials are eco-friendly and organic, and they also have classes where you can make candles or your own perfume. Now, Hana, you always smell nice, so now I know your secret. Tell us more about this place.
Sure. I love perfumes and perfumery. I always say my favorite sense is my sense of smell. I'm an audio person. I should not say that. Audio and hearing should be my favorite sense. But perfume just takes me places. Mm-hmm. And I come from a huge perfume culture as well. It's just huge where I come from. And this is a chance for you to make your own perfume. That's what I loved about this place. It has hundreds and hundreds of scents.
Wow.
And you get to learn how to make a perfume and make it and leave with one that you have made. And they have all kinds of kind of levels of scent, the light ones, the medium ones. It's beautiful for everybody. Love it.
That's Scents by the Bay in Berkeley. And your final pick, Hana, is flamenco at El Lopo. Flamenco is a Spanish art form that mixes singing, dancing, and guitar. In this show, Spanish dancer Carole Flamenco takes center stage. She's a fifth-generation flamenco dancer. Also, the audience can order and enjoy some tapas or wine while watching the show. Hana, I love flamenco. It's definitely one of my favorite art forms. Tell us more about Carole.
Oh, Carole is wonderful. She is, like you said, fifth generation. Her mother was a flamenco dancer who was famous around the Bay Area as well. And she's just energetic and she's energizing too. Mm-hmm. Like you're witnessing this, you're sitting, you can't sit down. You gotta be standing up and, you know, trying to move around with her. And she invites you to come up and try to do a little flamenco with her. Ooh, love it. I love her. And, you know, I love a dinner on a show, you know?
Yeah.
Having a meal with friends, with family. And flamenco is definitely one of my favorite art forms.
That's cool that it's interactive. And flamenco is not easy. You know, those little steps and all those movements, I've seen them, like, they're sweating. So the fact that she's carrying on that family legacy is really amazing.
It's really beautiful.
That's flamenco at El Lopo in San Francisco. Their next event is on June 1st, so mark your calendars. Then you can see the show every Sunday beginning in July. I've been speaking with my KALW colleague, Hana Baba. Her podcast, Folk Tales from Sudan, is available now. Also, hear Hana tell these stories in person for a series of live events at various Oakland Public Libraries beginning May 14th. We'll have more details online. I'm going to definitely catch one of those performances, Hana. To learn more about any of the things you heard about today, visit KALW.org. And for more arts coverage, listen to my program, The Sights and Sounds Show with Janae Darden, which you can catch every Wednesday at 4 p.m. right here on KALW. And make sure to subscribe to all of our Sights and Sounds shows, which are available on the KALW app and wherever you get your podcasts. This episode of Sights and Sounds Picks was produced by Porfirio Rangel and engineered by True Quinn. I'm Janae Darden.